In today's Daf, we learn Daf Yud Bet, etc. So we started the Mishnah last time. We've started finally getting to Shavuot Shtayim Shem Arba. So now the Gemara says, okay, Nicha, again, Shavuot Shtayim Shem Arba, the beginning of the Gemara, Nicha, Sheochel V'Shelo Ochel. I can understand that you can be Mechayev, this Korban, like a bitui, if you like, for violating by bringing this, and you have to bring this Korban that if he says, I will eat or I won't eat and violates that Shavuot, that makes a lot of sense. However, if he says she'achalti v'shelo achalti, that I ate or I didn't eat, sorry, and then is it, and it's not true, and he effectively lied. Well, what's that mean? Man and kaimim. Im bi'adua she'achal. If he knew he ate, v'nishpa and he lied, well, that's what's called a shvuat sheker. You're not chayav a korban for a shvuat sheker. V'im savar, change gears, so she'lo achal. If he thought he hadn't eaten and he ate. Sorry, if he thought he hadn't eaten and he swore he hadn't eaten, but he really had eaten, then v'nishpa shelo achal, there will, Rav Bar, Rav Yehuda says, b'shem Rav, and this is important, he says, b'shogeg b'korbana o b'mezid b'korbana. Now, this is in the context of Shvuat Eidut. Let me read, aval savor she'ein she'in bo shvua mutar. So let me just explain this according to Korban Eidah. He says, ha Rav Bar. He says, "Ahadatanan." That is discussing the concept of Shvuot Eidot. Shvuat Eidot is when someone says to claims to someone says, "You saw the incident. Come and testify." And he says, "I swear, I don't know anything. I don't know anything about it." He says, "Do you swear?" He says, "Yes." Or he volunteers to swear Eidot. That's another type of Shvuot we'll get to. Currently, we're discussing Shvuot Pitui, just an expression. I will eat. I won't eat. I did eat. I didn't eat. Now that situation, he could also be chayav a korban if he lied. Now he says, "Davka b'korbanah." Look, I can understand how there will be no difference between shogeg and mezid regarding, say, the chiyuv korban. Meaning, im shagag ba ve'enu yodea shechayiv mela korban or mezid ve'yodea shechayiv korban. Now, that doesn't make a difference. With respect to the korban element for this shvuot eidot, it doesn't matter if the person you would be chayiv a korban or not chayiv a korban. Aval b'shvuah shatzarich shiyeh zadon yodea sheshvuaz. But in order to be chayiv a shvuot eidot, he has to know that. Basically, that this is a shvuah that he's violating. He's lying. Okay? V'asuran, it's also to do so. V'nishpa l'sheker. That's the chiddush, by the way, by this type of shvuah eidot, the chayav a korban as opposed to a shvuah sheker. V'kamash balan rav, ahadat nan, hatam, v'ashigigatza delaft gavishogeg korban elahu adim emezid b'korbanah. Aval, im shogeg b'shvuah, v'savo she'ein bo isur shvuah. If, however, he thought that there's no isur of making this type of shvuah, if that's what he thought. In other words, he didn't think there was an isur associated with it. Then onesu ve'en kan adam b'shvuah. Then in that situation, there's no shvuah in ken adam b'shvuah, in terms of, that's a terminology of the pasuk. Ma'atam k'tiv patur b'chagana shvuat bitui d'chtiv v'ne'elam as well. Kol she'ken she'zavu shelo achal te patur mekorban de onesu. What's the proof? We're looking at Shvuot Eidot here. We're saying Shvuot Eidot, it's quite clear that whether or not he knew his Chayav a Korban or not doesn't make a difference. However, if he thought, he didn't realize it was a, sorry, he didn't think there was any Isra making this Shvuah, okay, Shvuot Eidot, for some reason, that's how he thought. If he thought it, then he wouldn't be Chayav. Because in that situation, it's considered like Ones. He wouldn't be Chayav at all. So he has to recognize, in order to be Chayav Shvuah, that there's an Isra making this Shvuah. Okay? That's when he'd be chayev to being this korban shvuot eidot. So we're saying the same thing here. We'll go back a step. The assumption is the Gemara, but we'll come back to this point later. So if it doesn't seem so crystal 100%, don't worry. But we're assuming it's the same thing here. If the person truly thought that he didn't eat and he made a shvuah, says, "Look, I didn't eat," and then he was found to be wrong, we don't consider that shogeg. We consider that honest. It's just like in the case of shvuot eidot. Assumption is we didn't think there was a problem to make such a shvuah. That's the assumption. Okay, so now the Gemara says, well, then what is the case? How can we have a shvuah going past it to shvuah putur? That's chayev. So the next assumption is the next suggestion, I should say, el b'mezid ba u'b'shogeg b'korbanah. It could possibly be that he was aware in the case of this shvuah in the past that he was mezid b'shvuah. He realized he was lying, but it was shogeg in the korban. So in other words, mezid is chayav for shvuot sheker, but the korban associated with it, let's say it was a shogeg, that's why it can be chayav a korban. Why? Because v'lo kena amar Rav Abahu b'shem Rav Yochanan. You can have this type of thing. You can have this type of element where with the isur mezid, but with the fact you chayav a korban shogeg, and you can be chayav both. Where do we see that? That's what Rabbi Al says in favor of Yochanan. Mezid b'chaylev, meaning he realized that this this is forbidden fat and it's asur to eat it. He knew about it and he was warned. V'shogeg b'korban, he didn't realize if b'shogeg I ate it, because it's isur karet, I'd be chayav b'korban. Then the opinion of Rabbi Yochanan, very important, it's opinion of Yochanan, says, if matrim ba, if he's warned, you could give him malchus and it could be chayav b'korban. Great, so we can say the same thing here then. Before the Gemara rejects this, the Gemara says the same thing here. So, what's the Gemara talking about? The Shvuat Eidut, sorry, the Shvuat Bitui can be regarding the past with Gichai Korban. Isn't it just like a Shvuat Sheker? So he says, well, actually, yeah, it could be like a Shvuat Sheker, but in other words, for the element that he knew that he was lying, but because he was since he was Shogeg Korban, now that's what's talking about Gichai Korban. Just like with Chalev, you can be Mezid the Isur and Shogeg Korban, Gichai both. That's assumption. However, the Gemara says late Yachol. It's impossible to say that Rabbi Kiva holds that position. Holds that position, Rabbi Yochanan, that you can be mazid be'isur and shogeg be'korban and chay both. Why? Because it says, "Demar Ravla." Now, if you remember the discussion in the Mishnah, the Mishnah thrashes this out between Rabbi Yochanan, sorry, Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Kiva, and Rabbi Shma, or the Chachamim, really, it's mentioned in the Mishnah as the Chachamim, Amrullah. Whether you can have it going into the past, this concept of whether the Shvuot Bitui applies going backwards. So it says, Ravla says, Beshemri, Mekach Meshiv Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Akiva. This is Rabbi Shmuel said to Rabbi Akiva. Matzinu Devash Shechayiv Bezdono Mishum Shvuat Sheker V'alema Moshvuat Bitui. Do you find something? Can you find a situation that's similar to this, where someone could be Chayiv Shvuat Sheker and Behelem would be Chayiv Shvuat Bitui? What is now? There's two ways to explain this question. The way it's posed. I'll just explain that Korbanet brings both. He says, "The Rabbi Eliyah, the Rabbi Ila says, 'B'shem Rabbi Elazar, kach yishiv Rabbi Yishmael, the Rabbi Akiva.' Al hada mechayev korban. You're saying mechayev a korban al shavar. You're saying the shvuot bitui, the shvuot of korban, can go backwards. Look at it na nakama beperkin. Ech mechayev lavar? Hakni mechayev in the bav. Hey chametzin. Where do we find davar shachayvim al zunono mishum v'lot shishvul leshek? How can we find a story where he's deliberately is chayev mishum sheker, and the hakni nishpa lavar when he's lying, it's clearly sheker. The Beshada Shvua at the time we know he knows he's lying. Or Belemo is Chayev at the same. It seems to be at the same. Oh, well, sorry, continuing. There would be a Korban Shvua Bitui. Korban Shvua Bitui. It's a different Chiyuv. Now the question is, how's it possible then you could be Chayev if it's Mezid for one prohibition, and if it's a Shogeg, it's a different prohibition. That's what it sounds like. However, the Korbanet says brings the inami. Alternatively, can simply make it even more closely aligned with Akasha. It says, "Achi Purusho, Hecha Matzinu b'Shavar Echad Loke Al Mezid ve'Umidei Korban Al Shogeg." Where do you find a situation where someone can be get Malkus on Mezid, and meaning he was warned if you had before you get Malkus, and be also being Korban b'Shogeg? Which is our suggestion, which is what we're trying to suggest is happening here. Etc. brings here. But the Gemara says, "V'yativ." Now, why can't he just respond if it's really true that Rabbi Akiva held like Rabbi Yochanan in the case of Chelev, that you can be Chayev Mishum Malkus and also Korban by being Mezid be Isur and Shogeg be Korban? You could be chayev both, Malkus and Korban. Then why didn't you simply respond? Well, we find it by Chalev, so what should be Kasha? Why can't we have it here? The fact that he didn't respond in that way must mean he doesn't hold like Rabbi Yochanan. So we're really back to square one, at a loss. How is it that we have a situation that we can be, like, what's the situation that Rabbi Kiva says you're chayev going backwards? Meaning for achalti or lo achalti. Did he know about it? Did he not know about it? Was he lying? Where's the chi of korban? Is it shvuat sheker? If he didn't know about it, then it should be considered honest. No. So the Gemara now says, "Elekinkana mebabari lo." This is talking about, in other words, it must be that he was for sure when he made it. He thought 100% that he ate v'nishpa v'nimtza, and he made a shvua according to that, and he was wrong v'nimtza shelo achal. Ah, but the Gemara says, didn't we just explain before that in the case of Shvuat Eidot, if he thought it wasn't a Shvuah, right? We said it was that it's considered honest. And this is where we started the Sugya. And if it just is there, if the person made a Shvuat Eidot and thinking it's not a Shvuah to do such a thing, it's considered honest and it's not Chayv. So to hear, if he thought with certainty he definitely ate, and he made a Shvuah that he ate and found out he didn't eat, Why do you say it's honest as well? So the Gemara says, no. Taman bo ein zeshvua. There, in the case of Tevuot Eidu, when he says ein zeshvua, he thought what he was saying wasn't a shvua. Sorry, clarify, not that it's not chayv shvua, but what he was doing wasn't a shvua. That's different. Now, ein zeshvua means that in that case of Tevuot Eidu, he thought what he was saying was didn't constitute a shvua that would be mechayv. That's why you can say that's honest. But Amhacha, b'yadua basha shvua, he knows what he's saying is actually constituting a shvua. It's not considered honest. It's a mistake. It's a shogeg. Ela shehu toemach matavar acher. It's something else that he thought wasn't. It was because whatever reason he forgot, whatever it is that whether he ate or didn't eat. Okay. So let's explain it again. The flow of the sugya once again outside. We tried to say what is this possible case regarding the past where he is could be chayiv this korban. Initially, we thought to say, we say, well, if he doesn't know, he didn't know about it. We saw previously in the case of Shvuat Eidot that if he'd know what the assumption was, if he didn't know that what he was doing and was making was a Shvuat that would be chayiv him, then it's considered honest. So we went on this whole other tangent. Maybe it was Maisie b'Shvuah, Shogeg b'Korban, but we proved that that can't be what Rebbe Kiva's position was. So then we came to at the end of the sugya was we were mechalik, we differentiated. If he says ein zeh shvuah, this is not. If he didn't think this was a shvuah, like in Shvuat Eidot, granted, that's honest. He didn't realize what he was doing was a shvuah. In this situation, he realized it was a shvuah. What he constituted was actually a shvuah. It's not honest. He made a shvuah, fully knowing this shvuah. It's just it happens to be that the substance of it that he made a mistake thinking, and that's exactly shogeg. Meaning, I thought I ate, but actually, I made a mistake. I didn't eat. So that's why I can constate shogeg, and that's exactly bidyuk what the case in the Mishnah is talking about. Okay, perfect. Let's continue. The Gemara now says, "Manan kaimi, what's a machloka between Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Shma?" Now it says, "Imbo omer shvuah sheochel achilat Torah." If he says that I want to make a shvuah that I don't want to eat achilat Torah, Rabbi Kiva says, "I'm Rabbi Af Rabbi Kiva moder that it, what that the shear is a kazait." If he says that the person says, I don't want to have a taste anything, Afrabban and Ibn Chachamim agree that even a kol shehu. Elekinan kaimi in the machloket then between Rabbi, another machloket, if you like, Rabbi Ishmael and Rabbi Akiva, or the Chachamim Rabbi Akiva, is if he says, change the gears, a stam, I'm not going to eat. Whether the shear is going to be a full kazait or even of a kol shehu. Because the Mishnah says, Shvor shlo ochel va'achal kol shehu, chayv de Rabbi Akiva. According to Rabbi Kiva, it's a kol shehu. Va'amrulo Rabbi Kiva, Eichan matzino, where do we find lochel kol shehu shechayev? So, in other words, the question the Gemara is dealing with now, just to go back over again, is what did he say such that the machloket is whether it's a kol shehu or is a kazait? Because if he says, I'm not going to eat achila Torah, well, that's achila according to Din Torah is a kazait. If he's not going to taste anything, that's even a kol shehu. So, what is it? Must be achila stam. So, I'm not going to eat. So, that's what the debate is. So the Gemara says, well, kol shehu achila, is kol shehu even considered an achila? Is it possible that's the case? So patala, here it gives a change once again, is Rabbi Shimon. Because Rabbi Shimon holds the Amar kol shehu achila. Now that relates, we're going to see in a moment, says, V'achi pirusho, Rabbi Kiva b'shvua k'Rabbi Shimon sverle, kol shehu lamakot v'lo amar mru kazait ela l'inyan korban. Because in other words, there was a debate in terms of when the Torah gave the shear of a kazait, what was it for? So general understanding is that's considered echila for all the laws. But Rabbi Shimon, no, that's only for echir of korban, but for the isur, meaning for makot even to give him malkut, you can even a kol shehu. So it must be the Rabbi that that's why the Rabbi Kiv must hold like Rabbi Shimon in that sense that echila is even a kol shehu. That's why stam echila is like a kol shehu. That's a debate. So the Gemara says ma mafkamineh. What's some nafkamines between them? The Gemara says shvuah she'ochel kikarzu va'achla chaser kol shehu. What if he says I'm making sure I'm going to eat this loaf, and he leaves out a kol shehu? Yet the whole thing is separate kol shehu. Now we're not talking about little crumbs, insignificant. But I'm saying a small amount left, less than a kazait. Adat Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva says well, a kol shehu is considered an achila. So what you left with is significant. Therefore, did he eat the whole loaf? No, he didn't. So he's chayev. According to Adat de Rabbanan, less than a kol shehu is not significant. So is it considered eating the whole loaf? Yeah, he's eating the whole loaf. So when he makes sure that I will eat this whole loaf, he ate the whole loaf. Or what if he says shelo achal kikar zu? I'm not going to eat this whole loaf. V'achlachas or kol shehu, ate the whole thing except for a kol shehu. Gata Rabbi Kiva, we patur. No, why is he patur? Because he didn't eat the whole loaf. What he left was a kol shehu and it's of significance. Adat the Rabbanan Kodesh Rabbanan, he would be Chayav. Okay, now the Gemara says, Af Girsa change here according to Korbanedak, but Konamot Ken. Now you'll see this whole section I'm going through, I'm going to be switching Asar Omuta. So if you follow on and see I'm changing words, that's because, or you can just follow in the Korbanedak, he changes the whole thing a lot as we go along. He says, for example, Shua Ishti Ne'enitli, that he's making a shvua that his wife is not like getting hana from him if he eats Imachal Kikar, or if he eats his Kikar. If he eats all Kikar Chasar Kol Shehu, except for a Kol Shehu, now according to Rabbi Kiva, Altat Rabbi Kiva, that's significant, so the Ishto Muteret. It should be Muteret. And that the Rabbanan, and that Kol Shehu is not considered significant, therefore, it's as if he ate the whole loaf, and therefore the Konam engages, and then it should be Asur to get any benefit from him. Next. Shloach if he says, if I don't eat this kikar, Achla if he eats all thing except for a small amount left, well, according to Rabbi Kiva, that small amount left is significant. Ishto Asura. Adat the Rabbanan, Ishto would be Muteret, because that little amount was not significant, and therefore he wasn't a violation of the Quran. Next. Achba Ken also makes a neder regarding his property, for example. If he says Shvua nechasayalai im ochel kikar zu, if I eat this kikar, then it's going to be asur to me. V'achla I ate the whole thing chaser kol shehu. Well, then did he eat the whole loaf? No, according to Rabbi Kiva, that's kol shehu significant. So Rabbi Kiva mutarin. Al da'at Rabbanan nechasav asurim. Rabbanan says, well, that small amount left is not significant. Therefore, it's as if you've eaten the whole loaf. What if he says shelo ochel kikar zu? It will become asur if I don't eat it all. And he eats the whole thing and leaves a kol shehu, contra Rabbi Kiva. Well, that's significant. So he didn't eat the whole thing. Therefore, nechasav would be asurim. Al datu rabbanan, it would be mutarim. Okay, so in a nutshell, what we've seen here, the question is, is stam achila? What's the shiur? The shiur, according to Chachamim, is a kazayit like kol haTorah kulo. Rabbi Akiva seems to hold like Rabbi Shimon, who holds that achila can even be a kol shehu, stam achila is a kol shehu, and that's why it's the subject of in our Mishnah, whether if he has a shvua shlo ochel v'achal, when is he chayev? If he, according to Rabbi Akiva, it's a kol shehu, when kol Chachamim, it's only if he has a kazayit work, like every other issur in the Torah according to their opinion. Which is interesting, because as opposed to being a pointed debate, the way the Rishonim brings out, he says, no, he holds like Rabbi Shimon that Achila can be considered even a Kol Shehu, L'chayev for all of the Yisurim. I mean, I assumed when we learned the Mishnah that this is a specific localized debate, special by here because of the Chiddush, you see the continuation of the Mishnah. However, it seems to be that the way the Rishonim explains in the Gemara, he holds like Rabbi Shimon that even Achila Kol Shehu was considered Achila, L'chayev Malkus, which is an interesting take because, as I said, it seems to be they're arguing, at least in the Mishnah, specifically right, Shvuot, saying Shvuot is a chiddush, by Shvuot a chiddush. Okay, but let's continue the Gemara, because in the Gemara it says as follows: Harei megadef mivi korban. So if we to go back to the Mishnah, which is leading on exactly from what I was discussing, because Amrul they said to Rabbi Kiva, Eichan matzino leochel kol shu. Where do you find someone it's a ochel kol shu that's chayev? Shezeh chayev, that should be chayev in this situation. And now, according to the Yerushalmi just now, we could have said, well, I hold on Rabbi Shimon, then a chayiv everywhere. But the Mishnah doesn't say that. It says, Amar lehen, Eichan matzinu b'medaber, where do you find someone who just through speaking, mevi korban, brings a korban? Shezeh medaber mevi korban. This is through his speech by saying this kikar is us, I will eat, I won't eat, and he violates it, he's chayiv a korban. So the understanding in our Mishnah is this is indeed a chiddush. So you can't bring a kasha in the case of Shavuot. You can be chayav a kol shehu. Yes, b'seder? So now the Gemara says, but 1 second, Megadev is a case where Sam all he does is speak, cursing like Hashem, and he brings a korban. Okay, why is that? I'll show you here. It says, we see the Baharim Mevarechet Hashem, someone who curses Hashem. The Palig Rabbi Akiva Arabanan is machloket, and Rabbi Akiva holds Megadeth actually brings a korban. So what's Rabbi Akiva saying? Where do we find a situation where someone through speech can be chayv himself a korban? Rabbi Akiva yourself, you hold that a Megadeth is a case. So the Gemara says, well, Amar b'she, Amri b'shem Reish Lakish. Now the next six words are changed because it's the other way around. B'shitatam ishivum, that Rabbi Akiva is responding to them according to their shita. L'shitatchem, according to you, sha'atem omrim, that you say in megadef maaseh, that speaking is not enough of a meis in the mechayev a korban.
Nonetheless, you agree here in Shvuot, when it comes to Shvuot, that through speech alone is Machayev a Korban. So therefore, according to you and your universe of thinking, it is a Chiddush. So therefore, why Shvuot, at least within our work within your understanding, our work within your framework, you see why being such a kasher on me that I should say that why Shvuot's a cultural, because all concept of Shvuot in your universe, in your framework of thinking, is a Chiddush. Okay? Beseder. Which is actually very good because that answers my question. Why does it answer my question? Because really, Rabbi Akiva, in if you like his universe, it's not a Chiddush. Firstly, Megadeth is example, and secondly, according to the Yerushalmi, it was like Rabbi Shimon. But the whole dialogue is now we understand is working within the framework of the Chachamim, meaning A, yes, I accept you hold a Kazayit everywhere, but in your universe, Shvuot is a whole Chiddush anyway. So why is a kasher on you that there should be different? Okay, let's continue. Rabba Kartignaa. By Machlofish, he says, one thing, this seems to be a steer in Shtar Resh Lakish. Why? Taman ma Rabbi Yakiva ain Megadef Maise, Vahacha ma Megadef, Rabbi Akiva Maise. So what's a Taman and Hacha? So I'll show you. Taman in Sanhedrin, that is. So that was a Sanhedrin thing. Parech, my Tamalot, why didn't it say Yidoni Bekrito? Why isn't Yidoni also mentioned in Krito? This is one of the types of speaking to the dead, if you remember. The Amar Resh Lakish, Resh Lakish there says, because it's all encompassed in the other lavim. Remember, it was oven yidoni. It was part of oven. That's what we said. However, Lo Mashnibek could have said, why didn't it just simply say, Hul v'ein bo maaseh? It's not considered maaseh. Mishum dekasha ha'tani megadef she'ein bo maaseh. Because it must be, the reason why I didn't say that, because megadef is also mentioned there, and that, well, doesn't have a maaseh. So the reason, so in other words, for the Kosis Sanhedrin, it seems to be that he was compelled to give one answer because he held that Megadeth doesn't have a maaseh. Whereas here he just explained that Reish Lakish said, according to Rabbi Akiva, that Megadeth is considered having a maaseh. Okay? That's what the presentation, because he says the whole thing, it's not a maaseh because he said, oh, Rabbi Akiva's working within Shita Chacham. So that's what the stirv is, stirv in Am Sugya and Sanhedrin. So Gemara says, Rav Las is b'shem Reish Lakish. No, trait na'inu na'alat of Rabbi Akiva. There's two, if you like, teachings or understandings of Shitat Rabbi Akiva. Chada mar em megadef ma'ase v'chada mar megadef ma'ase. Fine, there's a machloket in terms of what is Shitat Rabbi Akiva. Next halacha. Shvosh lo ochel va'achal v'shata. Says someone says I'm not going to eat, and he eats and drinks. Einu chayev el achad. He's only chayev one. If he says, meaning one korban for Baal Yeshua, shvosh lo ochel v'rosh shateh, if he thinks I'm not going to eat and I'm not going to drink, v'achal v'shateh, now he's chayv shtayim. So what's the eating and drinking, or could it even be eating or drinking? You'll see in a moment. Let's look at Rashi's. Af agav v'shtia b'chlal achila, k'da'amar b'gamara, havalei k'ochel v'chozer v'ochel be'elam echad. Right? As you'll see, that even though the whole Mishnah, what the Korbanit is saying is that even though drinking is part and parcel of eating, like we'll see in the Gemara, if someone says, I'm not going to eat, and he eats and drinks, it's considered all like exactly eating. It's like all the Helem Echad. Because again, if he recognized what he did between each time he ate, it breaks it up. Okay? There's the idea in between. Fine, but let's continue. So, Shosh lo achel, shtia bichlal achila, v'lo achila b'lishlashia. The shtia is encompassed in the term eating. But eating is not encompassing the term drinking. So the Gemara, Rabbi Yonah Shama Kulumi Hacha, you can learn from the following. It says, all monks of Israel are not allowed to eat blood. So how do you eat a liquid? So mana kami, if you're saying Badam Shikarash, if you want to say it's congealed, and that's what you're talking about eating, that's what the Isra Hatani says, Dam Shikarash ain't lo ochel v'lo mashke. That's not considered, it's not considered a food, it's not considered a drink. So it can't be talking about karash, ochel. So ela kanan kaim, it must be, just to change kmochu, the Torah, karachila. It must be blood in its liquid state, and nonetheless, the Torah refers to it as being drinking. And therefore, you see, achila can encompass the act of drinking as well. Beseder. Okay, well, but the Gemara will continue in a minute from here next year. We'll continue from next year. Okay, beseder. Okay. Beseder. All right, Kalsa, we'll continue from next year.
All right.